Reformed Church.
Just recently, Wednesday, before the message, I was talking about continuing in the Word of God before you can know the truth. And this is true of any receiving from God, that there's a process of continuance before you receive that thing from God. Not because God's holding out, but because we need to grow in our knowledge. And so, for instance, if you're being healed, God wants you to be healed instantaneously. That's always what God wants, because He always wants you to enter today, right? Whatever it is, there's never a time where God is holding out, and people say, oh, all in God's timing. Well, God's quote-unquote timing is He's working around us, okay? If God ever does something in a certain time frame, it's because He's waiting for us. And so even for healing, for instance, if you get a revelation of the Lord, you can be healed instantaneously, and that's God's will for you every single time. If there's a problem, He wants it done today. But there is a process of learning and growth that happens before we're transformed in any area. And so even with healing, there may be a process. You may pray and you may not see the full-blown manifestation all at once. And again, it doesn't have to be that way. But the reason why there can be that process even when manifesting something in our life is because it takes continuance. You need to grow in the truth of what Jesus has done for you in regards to healing and all the surrounding topics. You need to grow in that truth. And as you grow in learning that truth, you'll come to like this, what the Bible calls the full assurance of understanding. And that's where the Bible says in Colossians 2, that's where the riches lie. That's where you actually start seeing the richness in your life is in the full assurance. Full assurance means that there could be a half assurance. It means there can be a quarter assurance. It means that there can be less than full assurance. But it's at the full assurance when you truly come to a real revelation of what God has done for you in a particular area, that's when you see the fruit. And also, even when it comes to the truth itself, there is a process of hearing from God before you actually come to a full understanding of any given truth. So the verse I was using, just to bring this to a particular scripture, was in John 8. And Jesus says, if you continue in my word, He says, then you're truly my disciples. He said, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. There's a lot I can bring out of that, but the one thing I was honing in on is that He said that knowing the truth itself was a process, that you need to continue in His word, continue hearing His word, and then you'll know the truth. And again, usually I would use that to show that you need to continue in the word, and then you'll know the truth, and then you'll bear the fruit. But actually, even it's true, once you get a full assurance of faith and really know the truth, you will bear fruit. But even if you just leave the fruit aside for a second and just talk about the truth itself there, He said, if you continue in my word, then you'll know the truth. So that means there's a continuance before you actually come to like that full assurance of understanding I was just talking about, before you really understand what Jesus did for you. And if that's true, which it is, that you need to continue, you can't get discouraged if you really start seeking the Lord with all your heart and you don't feel like you're either really understanding the voice of God, or maybe you feel like you have thoughts floating around in your mind but you don't know which one is God and which one isn't. You don't have the discernment to be able to tell whether am I hearing the voice of God or am I not. And maybe you're reading the Bible, and maybe from your experience you just don't feel like you really understand it for yourself. You only understand it when someone else teaches you. That place of not knowing the truth for yourself, or not knowing the voice of God for yourself, is something that, let me say this, it's not unusual. If you are seeking God with all your heart, it's not unusual to be there temporarily, because you have to continue in His word before you know that. Again, it's a process, and the fact that the Lord lays out that it is a process should take the discouragement away from not feeling like you have your own revelation of the Lord. And just so you know, when I say your own revelation, I'm not saying it has to be any different, for instance, than anything we're teaching at this church. In fact, it really shouldn't be that different, because if God's speaking to us and He's speaking to you, it should sound the same. But I'm saying your own revelation in the sense that if you don't feel like you've heard from God for yourself, like you're just off on your own time, reading the Bible, walking around somewhere, meditating, and feel like God has spoken to you something, if you don't feel like you've had that for yourself yet, the Bible says that there's a continuance in His word, in meditating on His word, in reading the Bible, which is, of course, a source of the word of God, as well as the fact that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, but that there's a continuance before you know the truth. And the one thing I will just leave off with right here, regarding this process is, which is something I mentioned on Wednesday as well, and that is that the only problem would be is if you're not seeking the Lord with all your heart and that's not your number one priority. Because if you continue in that methodology, you may never hear from God if you're just not seeking the gospel, or if you are seeking God, but you just not, let's say it's just not your, your number one priority, you're going to get drips and drabs, and it's going to be a slow process, right? So this is why God says when it refers to seeking the Lord all through Scripture, it says to seek Him with your whole heart. That means that the entire priority of your mind, the entirety of it, is to know Jesus more and to meditate on His Word. His Word becomes preeminent above everything, that there's nothing that you will tolerate to come in between you and your mind fellowshipping with the Lord, meditating on His Word. Man, when you get to a point in your life that you will not tolerate it, that's really seeking God. That's true seeking God, where you will not tolerate anything else. And it takes a determination, you could say, I guess, on your end to say that, but that determination can't just be out of discipline or something like that. It has to be because you've tasted and seen the Lord is good. It has to be that. And you want and say, Lord, no one else is offering me what you're offering me. Therefore, I'm seeking you with my whole heart. So I'll leave you with that. But anyway, it is important. Once you're at that point where, and I'm not saying we do this perfectly, just so you know, I'm not trying to represent that. I'm not trying to represent that I do that perfectly, but I'm saying that that is my number one goal. And I don't do that perfectly. When I get distracted, you know what I do? I get back to saying, Lord, no, I'm going full. I don't apologize to the Lord. I'm already forgiven. Jesus, my amends maker. I don't got to go through all that rigmarole. I just start listening again. And I just start focusing again. And you push your mind and you just recommit in your mind to yourself that, Lord, I'm gonna prioritize this. Not for His benefit, for your benefit. But once you're doing that, just remember, though, keep doing that. You have to do that over and over and over and over and over again. You know how many times you're going to commit to listening to the Lord and committing to His Word every single day of your life? The Bible says the inner man is renewed day by day. And Hebrews 3 says, today when you hear His voice, don't harden your heart against it. That means it's a daily occurrence. You will never just say, you know what, Lord, I'm putting you number one, and nothing else is ever going to come at, you know, between me and listening to you. You don't do that. That's not what you do. Today, as long as it's called today, is when you decide to not harden your heart against the voice of God. This is something you do all the time. And when you get distracted, you keep going. But remember that you need to continue before you know the truth. Don't get discouraged in well-doing. You will know the truth. And no one, not a single person that has ever sought the Lord with all their heart, has not found Him, had revelation of Him, and revelation enough to be able to communicate that effectively to other people. Not a single person that has ever lived in human history has ever sought the Lord with all their heart and made that the number one priority and has not been able to become an effective communicator of the Word of God to minister to other people. So I'll leave you with that.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.